from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Happy to be joined on the Backyard Guest Hotline by Coach Brent Pry, Virginia Tech football head coach. They open up against Vanderbilt. You can listen to pregame starting at 10 a.m. right here on 106.7 The Fan. What's up, Coach?
Coach,
how y'all doing this morning?
Can you believe the season is just a few days away, man? This is
awesome.
And by the way, I'll be at the Vanderbilt game. All right,
awesome.
And I've never been to Nashville, and I'm bringing my wife and my two daughters. I got a senior down there in Blacksburg now. She's going to be driving to Nashville from Blacksburg. So
It's probably like five.
It's about six.
Five and a half, six.
Yeah. So anyway, I can't wait. It's here. Let's just talk about the most important position on the field, quarterback, right now. All right, Kyron Drones, who really played well at the end of last year. Let's get right into it. How much better is he? The one thing that really impressed me about KD last year, Coach, is, man, he takes care of the ball.
Yeah, he sure did. Yep. For a first-time starter,
yep.
You know, I thought he did an excellent job there. And you know, I hope he can maintain that great decision making, and you know, he's very level headed when the ball snapped. You know, he doesn't make a lot of, you know, snap decisions or hasty decisions, or he's really kind of methodical, and he goes through his reads, and so he's very mindful of the football.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm curious. EB mentioned he was watching Hard Knocks,
mm-hmm.
and Caleb Williams having sit-downs with the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you have, like, meetings with just your quarterbacks, or do you delegate that to your offense coordinator, your quarterback's coach? Like, what is the interaction as a head coach with your quarterback?
Yeah, I would say as far as position meetings, you know, Coach Bowen and Coach Christ handle those. Kyron and I have a lot of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you know, a decent amount more than last year. He's not a real talkative guy, but, you know, as he stepped into more of a leadership role, there's more things that he and I have to discuss. He's now, you know, been named a captain. So there's things there that, you know, that are kind of on our plate together. But, you know, I think he's more comfortable talking with me. There's more things that I want to discuss with him. So, you know, that relationship certainly is growing.
Coach, one of the impressive things about you guys in the offseason, and we've talked about transfer portal, you were able to convince your guys to stay. And at one point I read you guys kept 21 of 22 starters. You could correct that number, but you kept a lot of guys. So guys weren't lined up at the door, at the transfer portal door, eager to get out. And we'll talk about the guys you brought in too, but just talk about, you know, convincing some of these players who may have been thinking about leaving to stay and to kind of continue the success of what you're building off of a bowl season, because you guys played Tulane in the bowl and Navy. I was there. Talk about just convincing these kids, hey, you know what? This is the place for you, man.
Yeah, I don't know if convincing is the right word.
Okay.
You know, we did a nice job, not just myself, but several staff members of – gathering information even before the season was over. You know, what is Quan Felton, you know, what's the information we can give him and his family to make the best choice? You know, is he considering going to another program for more money? Is he considering throwing his hat in the NFL? You know, everything from the numbers at wide receiver that would be coming and entering the draft, the dollar amounts to, you know, what other wide receivers and other programs are making, you know, and then of course, you know, the ability to talk about our offense and continuing the momentum and with KD returning and, you know, that all those things, you know, giving these guys as much information because I want them to stay for the right reasons.
Right.
And, you know, they have strong relationships with their position coaches. They have very strong relationships with their teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably the most significant thing. They like playing together. They have a strong brotherhood. You know, they like the process. They like being at Virginia Tech. And they believe we can be, you know, we can be good. We could be better. And if they all came back together and, you know, the last question I asked each one of them in those retention meetings was, you know, don't, you know, I guess something that I asked of them more than a question, don't come back to be the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to do this and recommit to this, it's to be better.
So,
and I think to a man, they've pretty much done that.
Just kind of talk about the receivers that KD's going to be throwing to him. You mentioned Daquan, and he was your leading receiver last year, almost 700 yards, eight scores. Jalen Lane, good player. Jennings was going to be your number one, but then he went down with a serious injury in the Purdue game. He comes back. First of all, how's his health? And then just talk about the unit in general of the receivers that you really love.
Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned those guys and, you know, Jay Lane, Quan, proven production out there. Ali, certainly somebody that's had success at other places and other moments, had a big game for us to open the year. He's had a great camp. I think he's probably playing his best football right now. Another addition that, you know, to that group that agreed to come back was Steve Gosnell, who came off of, you know, a major knee surgery in the bowl game, an injury in the bowl game, and looks great.
Good.
And, you know, so you got four old guys that are, you know, playing their last year that.
Mm-hmm. They're all grad transfers, right? They're all grad guys, yeah.
Yep, they all get it. And then, you know, you've got Aiden Green, who's really come on as a second-year player, had a tremendous spring. Good off season, you know, he's going to factor in and be in the mix. So it's a good room. There's a lot of, you know, there's young talent. There's these old heads that, you know, understand how to practice and have really, you know, high goals and aspirations for our team and for themselves. And that was big, you know, when KD wanted to come back and Jay Lane wanted to come back and Bayshaw, they, you know, the other guys, you know, got them excited, you know, to spurn maybe some other opportunities. And I think that carried over to the defense with Dorian and Mansoor and APR and these guys all deciding to come back. And, you know, as you mentioned, it trickles into the transfers, right? These guys that you're recruiting go, man, the Hokies got a lot of guys coming back that have been productive. They've got momentum. And so it helps you go out there and recruit those older guys to come in and fill some need areas.
Talking to Coach Brent Pry from Virginia Tech, third season was 3-8. His first season improved to 7-6 with the bowl win, so 8-6 overall in season two. I'm curious. So we were talking about this before you jumped on about Ollie Jennings in particular, and he's been this Virginia Tech's his third school. It's his sixth year of college football. So we were just guessing he's 24 years old. Who's the oldest guy on the team? Like, what's the range? I'm sure you have some 17-year-olds. But is 24 the oldest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got, I think we've got two guys at 24, and then Bob Schick, our offensive lineman. He's either about to turn 25 or it's already turned 25.
Wow.
So,
that's
crazy. You got 6 and 7 years difference between some of these guys.
Yeah.
That's wild.
All right, so you mentioned the portal. So talk about you kept a bunch of players. But talk about the kids you brought in. You brought in Nias Peoples, who was from Duke. He was one of the best defensive linemen in the conference last year. You brought in Kelvin Gilliam. I think he's from Oklahoma. You brought in a linebacker. But just talk about, especially on the defensive side. Your defense was good last year. But
I think we really got some things squared away down the stretch and played pretty well.
Right.
But, you know, we lost three D tackles to graduation. Mm-hmm. And collectively, they were a pretty good group. So we needed to help ourselves there. And, you know, Aeneas, there was a previous relationship with our corner coach, Derek Jones, and the family from the recruitment at Duke. And so we had immediate in and, you know, worked really hard. Duke and Coach Diaz, rightfully so, worked really hard to keep him. And, you know, we're fortunate to have him. And then Kelvin Gilliam was a young man that we knew about from Richmond. He's a Highland Springs guy, which we have a couple of those guys on the team. And, you know, wasn't having much success out at Oklahoma. Liked our scheme, our structure, and, you know, saw the success that APR had, you know, going off to a program in another league where maybe they think the grass is greener, returning home to Virginia Tech, you know, as APR did, and having big success. So, you know, Kelvin's going to play a lot of football for us this fall. And then Sam Brumfield, you know, a little bit different scenario, not all the ties, but, you know, several of us know Coach Stock still, you know, the longtime head coach at Middle Tennessee for quite some time, and just tremendous respect and trust in how he ran his program and the type of kids he recruited. And, you know, so my conversation with Coach Stock still and, you know, his passion and his, you know, just sentiment towards Sam Brumfield, you know, it really had a chance to, you know, we had some candidates, but we needed a true Mike to throw into the mix. And there was no guarantee Sam wins the job, but he did.
Good.
He's had a tremendous offseason. He's really worked. He's a great teammate. I think it's a testament. And, you know, he's named captain, you know, and he's been with us since January. So, you know, we've been fortunate. You know, we work really hard and vet these candidates really, really hard to make sure that we're getting the right guys. And so far, we've been pretty successful that way. They've helped us on the field, and they've been really good in that locker room and on our campus.
Coach Pry, looking at your schedule, Virginia Tech, of course, opens at Vanderbilt. But there's a two-week stretch, and I'm just wondering what the travel's like, how you prepare for it, where you head to Miami, and then you go all the way to play Stanford. What is that going to be like for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we obviously, you know, I don't like to look ahead, but when you're talking about planning and preparation and travel, I mean, you have to, especially with trips like you mentioned. So, you know, the operations staff, you know, they dove into that, you know, this summer. What's the best way to handle the short week with Miami? You know, then we've got, you know, an extra day for the Stanford trip. And, you know, as of now, we're going to travel out there on Thursday. I think fair amount of teams are doing that are playing a West Coast game, but not everybody. And then we're open the week after, which is also interesting in how you plan for that. And I think we follow with a Thursday night game. So,
yeah.
You know, there's got to be a lot of thought into that. And, you know, you make a lot of phone calls, you ask a lot of questions, and you kick it around quite a few times before you settle on what you think will be best, you know, for our team.
How crazy is it that and your dogs are talking in the background, too. That's awesome. How crazy is it that you're going to play Stanford on the road in a conference game?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think that's set in yet, you know, until we're out there. And, you know, even when, you know, game week hits and you're looking at their film and studying those guys and, you know, and then you get out there and, you know, and you're all the way on the West Coast and, you know, playing a team that nobody at Virginia Tech's very familiar with.
Right. How are you guys feeling as a staff? And, you know, I'm sure the players are all pumped up for the year and conference realignment, 12-team playoff. How are you guys feeling as a staff about the possibilities of, and, you know, where you guys rank in the conference? Do you feel like right now your team good enough on paper, on the field, to contend for an ACC championship?
Yeah, I think everybody in our organization believes we can do that. But we also, you know, we all understand that there's work to be done and that we'll have to be a team that gets better each and every week. You know, we're not the type of team right now that can go play poorly and win a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to play well in all three phases, play complementary ball, We need to continue to get better. We need to continue to have young guys grow and develop and learn and be more trustworthy on the field. And in the end, you got to make decisions and you got to play well. You know, I've seen, been around plenty of more talented teams that don't win the game. So, you know, we got to continue our preparation, stay humble, stay hungry, you know, to have a chance to do some things that we could do.
Real quick, before we let you go, sorry, I got to ask you about Dante Lovett. DeMatha, we're DeMatha guys. Yeah. Two of us went to DeMatha. Yeah. Dante Lovett, where is he? He's a DeMatha kid, great kid. I met him on his recruiting trip. And where is he on the depth chart right now? Because he's a good player.
Yeah, he's our second boundary corner, behind Mansoor.
Okay.
So he's going to play a lot of football for us. He'll have a significant role on special teams. He's getting better all the time. We're excited about Emmett Laws, you know, a young guy in the program that more than likely will redshirt, but you never know. So DeMath has been good to Virginia Tech. We're going to continue that.
Yes, sir.
Coach Pryor, I was actually going to ask you a personal question. We know that coaches work long, long hours. How often do you walk your dog during the college football season? Is it just one dog or you got multiple dogs? It almost sounded like two.
Well, let me tell you, we got one real dog, and then we got one that's 4 pounds. Walking it down the sidewalk is enough.
That's your wife's dog.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That is her dog.
Yeah, you got the big dog, and she's got the small dog.
But are you responsible for the dog during the regular season?
No, I'm not.
No.
There's none of this. I'm running home at lunch to let the dogs out.
Right. No. All right, Coach. We're pumped, man. This is going to be great. Of course, we air the games, and we want to get you on again in the next few weeks. But good luck against Vandy.
Hey, I appreciate you. I got a question for you guys. Have you seen our billboard up over there with our DMV guys?
Oh, where is it?
No.
Where is it exactly? Do you know?
I don't know exactly, but it's been up about a week, so you got to check it out.
All right. We'll be on the lookout. But our listeners, if you tell us where it is.
They'll tell us.
Yeah, there you go.
It's got to give us the address. It might not be on our commute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
We'll find it. It's a good looking billboard now.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
We'll find
it. We're proud of it. Highlights a bunch of guys from up that way. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot, bud.
It's Coach Pry, third season at Virginia Tech, improved them from 3-8 to 8-6 last year with that bowl win.
It's unbelievable how you're all in on Tech now. You are just all in. It's great.
Both of his daughters
spent
there.
Spent a lot of time there, spent a lot of money. Yeah. You're right, because I was not a Hokie fan for many, many years.
Yeah, but you're all in now.
I'm all in, man. Yep. And he's easy to talk to.
He's a nice guy.
He's great.
Yeah. Hey, in a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.